Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Mosaic Podcast, created to provide information and stimulate discussion about important issues in senior living. I am Andrew Benoff, President and CEO of Mosaic Senior Life, formerly known as Jewish Senior Services. We are proud to be celebrating our 50th anniversary of serving seniors in Fairfield County and beyond. Every day, we are asked questions about aging, Alzheimer's disease, home care, and all aspects of the senior care navigation process. We hope that this podcast will give you valuable information and that we can be of assistance to you and your loved ones in your journey.
Welcome to today's podcast. I'm Mary Pruszynski here with my co-host, David Magner. Today, we're going to be talking to Tiffany Colucci, Elder Care Navigator at Mosaic Senior Life. She has a master's in mental health counseling. She is licensed as a professional counselor and a national certified counselor. She's worked with older population in various roles as a hospital discharge planner, community case manager, and she facilitated evidence-based workshops to older adults. Tiffany's experience and her caring demeanor make her a great fit for the navigator position. Tiffany, let's get started with a question we are all wondering about. What exactly is elder care navigation?
Well, thank you, Mary. The elder care navigation addresses needs that arise as we age and supports those seeking guidance on a variety of aging issues. It provides personalized elder care guidance, coordination, and support services that help clients make the right decisions about their life, their situation, or their health care. And some people do not have the knowledge to identify potential risks and make the best decisions about independent living and their own health care. So as an elder care navigator, I can help the client or the primary caregiver or the extended family by freeing up their time and their energy, by managing the legwork, the multitude of phone calls and paperwork, referrals, and coordination of services needed to initiate and maintain the services that can support clients in their home to live as independently and safely as possible for as long as possible.
Interesting, Tiffany. So what services exactly do you provide, and how would an individual listening to this today make a referral?
Okay. Well, elder care navigation provides a broad range of services, some of which are making home visits to assess home safety and health needs, arranging in-home care and other living arrangements. For example, if someone lives at home and now needs a higher level of care or housing, I can help facilitate that process by gathering options, costs, amenities, or other information, and then providing all of that to my clients and families so that they can make the best decision to maintain their quality of life. I also can do coordination of referrals to community resources and then manage ongoing issues with those resources. Another thing that I can do is scheduling and accompanying clients to medical appointments and then providing consultation and advocacy in dealing with medical providers, and also providing advocacy and support in dealing with healthcare or other billing issues. Assisting with application paperwork, setting up transportation to appointments, addressing any emotional concerns of my clients, and providing supportive counseling to them as needed. And then I think most importantly is communicating and coordinating with family near and far of my clients so that whoever is involved with care for my clients will be updated on their status and ongoing issues. And then in terms of referring someone to me, anyone needing assistance or looking for assistance with a loved one or friend can contact the JSS Link line at 1-833-JSS-LINK.
So there's so many variety of services you provide through the elder care navigation. Now, my question would be is how do you meet the needs of the client so that it's more personalized towards them and the future?
Okay. Well, I will meet with potential clients in their home or other living arrangements to complete a comprehensive assessment to determine health and home safety needs, client and family wishes and goals, and then I develop personalized recommendations and services that respond to the clients and family's needs and wants. and I review those with potential clients and families. And then depending on the level of needs, I will work with a client on either an hourly basis or a monthly membership. And with a monthly membership, clients will receive 2 hours a month of elder care navigation for whatever services are needed. And we are flexible in that if a client signs on for a monthly membership and after a period of time their situation stabilizes, then we can switch them over to an hourly as needed basis for care coordination. And there's no set time frame for signing on to or staying with the program, and we follow our clients for as long as they need us. And as an elder care navigator, I see myself as a client's concierge, as I like to get to know my client and their family and provide personalized services that respond to their individual needs. I try to anticipate their needs and will proactively reach out to them when needed to offer a service.
So Tiffany, I see you around a lot in the building, and I know that you're really busy. So I was wondering what other programs you do facilitate here.
Okay, well, yes, thanks for asking. So I facilitate two caregiver support groups. One group is virtual via Zoom, and the other is in person. The Zoom caregiver support group occurs the third Tuesday of every month from 3 to 4 p.m. and is open to any caregiver who is caring for someone regardless of diagnosis. The in-person caregiver support group occurs the third Wednesday of every month from 3 to 4 and is open to any caregiver who is caring for someone with a dementia or related disorder. If a caregiver is unable to leave their loved one unattended while at the support group, then caregivers can arrange with me to bring their loved ones to our adult day program where the staff will monitor them while the caregiver attends the support group meeting. And if this service is needed, then I just ask that they bring that to my attention when they RSVP. So for both support groups, I email a reminder a week in advance that has a Zoom link and other information about the in-person support group.
That's great. Thank you so much for that information. And just to make sure we're very clear, your loved one, let's say I'm a caregiver and my loved one is going through dementia diagnosis, and I really need support from other individuals going through the same process, they don't necessarily have to have their loved one at the adult day, right? It could be anyone in the community.
Absolutely.
Good to know. Well, you know what? So much great information has been provided today. So just kind of a really quick recap for those listening. You know, it's nice to know that elder care navigation provides guidance, coordination, support services to help enable clients live independently as possible. So many services you provide, and more importantly, based on their needs and wants through a comprehensive assessment to determine health and home safety needs, which I think is very critical and needed. And of course, you develop these recommendations that respond to clients' needs as they change along the way. So great information. I think it's elder care navigation is really needed in our community. So thank you so much, Tiffany, for coming by today and providing some information about what you do here.
Well, thank you.
Thanks so much, Tiffany. We appreciate all the information.
Thank you for listening to this podcast for Mosaic Senior Life. Please stay tuned for additional episodes on topics that are meaningful to you. In the meantime, please call us at 833-MSL-LINK, 833-MSL-LINK. That's 833-675-5465. Or contact us at mosaicsl.org. That's mosaic with a Z, S as in senior, L as in life.org, mosaicsl.org for more information on any of our services.